what, a now Thursday morning?
And not just any Thursday morning.
Oh, no. It's a championship parade Thursday morning. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. And it is still the Knicks world, people. If you are headed to the parade, certainly let us know what the scene is like. Give us a little play-by-play, if you don't mind, at 888-808-1019. If you are going to the parade later on, I would say get moving. Because I expect this to be not just a moment of New York City history. This is going to be a spectacle later today. And, of course, don't miss Evan and Tiki live from City Hall for today's ticker tape parade starting at 10 a.m. It's all brought to you by Kalshi Trade on Anything. And look, this is the final step. This is the final piece of this Knicks championship puzzle. You know, we've been living and dying with this team, mostly living, because it's been an amazing playoff run. But from the moment the playoffs started till they disposed of the Hawks and then got past the Sixers and the Cavaliers, just threw them to the side and then got back to the NBA Finals and then win a championship, it's been like every other day we've had some. Now, we've had some days where it's been waiting out because the Knicks won their series so quickly. We gotta wait a week and a half before we play again. But there's always been something going on with the New York Knicks. And not that the celebration is going to end anytime soon. It's not going to end when the parade is over. Knicks fans, we will be celebrating this. I don't want to say for the rest of our lives as if it's the only time we're going to win, because they might win next year. But you always remember your first one. And for most of us, this is our first one as Knicks fans. But there is a twinge of sadness in that when the parade is over today, you know, the NBA offseason kind of begins. And this will kind of, you know, will fade into baseball season. And then before long, it'll be training camps that get underway. And really before long, it'll be NBA training camp again. I mean, it's a very short off season. And now that we've had some time to kind of digest seeing what we saw and witnessing what we witnessed and feeling what we felt and all the stories and all the content we've gone through, I have to be honest with you. I did not think that there would be anything that I would enjoy more than watching the Knicks win a championship, right? Something that we did not think was possible at times in our lives happened. We got to take part in it. It's not something we heard stories about. We got to actually witness it. I didn't think anything could top that. And I don't know that anything has topped that. But I do have to admit, I love how the Knicks winning a championship has broken some people's brains. It has broken some people. They are spiraling. They don't know how to handle it. They had so convinced themselves that the Knicks were never going to win. The fact that the Knicks have won, they've left the reservation, man. They have left planet Earth, and they are flying out in the atmosphere. I don't know where they're at. But you have heard the takes. You've seen the takes. And I'm sure we're just getting warmed up, man. We're just getting started. It has broken people's brains. The idea that, well, you know, the Knicks, they won, but, you know, to really validate it, you have to win more than one. Or the comment by, was it Vincent Goodwill on the ESPN show that he was on, talking about how the NBA's Larry O'Brien trophy is a participation trophy? Because we've had eight different champions in eight different years. So, what? Somewhere Skip Bayless is thinking to himself, God darn it, why didn't I think that's so stupid? I wish I thought of it. It has broken people's brains. I thought it was bad leading up to the Knicks winning. I thought it was bad listening to the Spurs talk about how they're dominating the series and they're going to win anyway. And they've had the lead in every single game. But it just keeps getting worse and worse. It has broken people's brains. And I'm here for it. I have loved watching it. I'm not getting outraged by it. I'm not getting ticked off by it. I laugh at it. I laugh at it. And look, if you're a Knicks fan, you probably suspected something like this was going to happen. People are going to have ridiculous takes because there's a lot of Knicks hate out there. There just is. But to hear people just spinning their wheels over the fact that the Knicks are NBA champions, and how did they do it? They did it with one of the most dominating playoff runs we will ever see. To think that the Knicks lost three games in the playoffs by a combined, 7 points, right? It was 1-1-4? That would only be 6. Maybe it was 5, that second one. I'm not sure. I was never good at math. All superheroes have their weaknesses. Mine is math. It was 6. Okay. I was right on the numbers. I just didn't add them right. It happens. You know how long it's been since I've had a math class? They were 6 points away from running the postseason perfectly. And the only teams that you can compare the Knicks to, and unfortunately for the Knicks, they have the one championship right now, but you're talking about the all-time great championship teams. And it's funny, it feels like a lot of people in the media, the only exercise they get these days is moving the goalposts. They are picking up those goalposts, man, and they're running with them. They're running down the field. It's a breakaway. They're like Secretariat. It's incredible how they move the goalpost. And I thought it was bad when Becky Hammon was talking about all the nonsense about, well, you know, Jalen Brunson's not, he's not a dude. He's not that 1A. You can't win without that 1A dude. But it's clear we're going to have a summer of ridiculous sports takes when it comes to the Knicks. The Knicks winning has broken people's brains. And the idea, it's funny. I have also never, have you ever seen this? Because what, the last few years, right? We've had all these new champions the last few years. What has happened? What has been the narrative after those teams have won? Certainly last year when Oklahoma City won, the feeling was, well, a new team, it's not just this championship for the Thunder, boy. They're set up to be the new dynasty. That was the feeling. The year before that, it was the Celtics, right? Celtics, when they won, the Celtics are back on top, and the tandem of Tatum and Brown, they're set up to win for years. They're the team. This is the team, man. They've waited a long time, but now they're the new dynasty. The year before that, it was the Nuggets, right? When the Nuggets won. Jokic has been the best player for a while, but you know what? Denver is set up. They're going to go on a run here. They're going to rattle off a few championships. They might be the new dynasty. I feel like even when the Bucks won with Giannis, it was like, well, yeah, they finally won with Giannis, but now they're set up. They're going to go on a run. They're going to be the new dynasty. All of a sudden, the Knicks win, and it's like people are trying to, well, no, it's not, they're not. They have to just dismiss it as quickly as humanly possible, despite the fact that they just went on one of the most dominating postseason runs you will ever see for a team that only has the one championship so far. Usually, you're talking about teams that have won multiple champions, the future is promised to no one. We don't know what the future is going to hold. Maybe the Knicks win next year. Maybe they don't win next year. Maybe they win a year from... Who knows? They're still set up. They still got Jalen Brunson. And they still got Leon Rose. This is not a one-and-done type situation by any stretch of the imagination. And you know, it's funny, you could look at the fact that there's been eight different champions in eight different years and say, well, that shows you that there are no dynasties. But you could also look at it in a way, and I think the proper way to look at it is, the NBA has never been more competitive than it is right now. You know, back in the day, you get two of the top five players on your team by hook or by crook, and you can just be good for a bunch of... Now, it's not so easy. It's not so easy to get to the top. So you could look at it as this is the most competitive the NBA has ever been. That's not generally been the take because the Knicks won. But it's funny, already people are trying to put it up. Well, you know, the Knicks, if they're really that good, they'll win again next year. It's funny, I never heard that when the Spurs were winning championships. They won a bunch of championships, never repeated, was never a problem. There was never an issue of validating their championships. But all of a sudden it is when the Knicks win their championship. And the beauty of it is, as Knicks fans, the only advice I would have to the younger fans, I think, who get upset by what people say on these dopey shows, rehearsed lines, oh, that'll be really good. Yeah, you say that, and then I could jump in with this. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. You know, there was a time where people could talk about the Knicks or talk about your team in any way they wanted because you hadn't won. But the beauty of winning is it erases all that talk. It doesn't, whatever anybody wants to say, it doesn't matter. The Knicks are NBA champs. And there's not anything even the biggest Knick haters in the world can do to remove that from reality. That is just the time that we are lucky enough to live in. But I'm sure it will continue. I'm sure maybe we'll find out, you know, the Knick championship parade, it wasn't as good as when the, you know, I mean, it's just going to be ridiculous. We're just going to hear it from now until kingdom come. And it's because they are as salty as they can be. They had convinced themselves the Knicks, they're never going to win. They're never going to win. They can't win. And they did win. And they won with as dominating a playoff run as you will ever see. And a player who they all kind of discounted along the way. You know, the fact that Jalen Brunson not only came here, picked here, and did it at a time where the future was really uncertain, right? Like the Knicks had that first year under Tibbs, they win the 41 games, they get in the playoffs, ousted quickly. The following year, they take that step back. There was no guarantee that this was going to work. There was no guarantee that Leon Rose was going to be able to make all these different moves. It all hinged upon getting Jalen Brunson. And for him to come here and develop into the player that he has turned out to be, better every single year. And think about who Jalen Brunson now is, and he's not done, but just think, just in this moment in time, let's not go into the future and what's going to happen next year. Just in this moment in time, this is a guy, you know, when I talk to the younger fans and they ask, oh, who's the best of all, who's the, you know, how do you rank the guys? I always have Jordan 1, Kareem 2, because to me, Kareem had as great an NBA, as great a basketball life as you could have. Won everywhere he won. Go look at his records. Like he wasn't allowed to play his freshman year in college, but I think his college career was like 88-2. You think he couldn't have went to the NBA after his freshman year and dominated? Of course he could have. But take a look at what Jalen Brunson has been able to do up until this point. Two-time national champion, a national player of the year in college, an NBA championship, an NBA Finals MVP, the highest points per game of any point guard in the finals ever, and he's not even done yet. And he came here to a Knicks organization. He wasn't the final piece. he was the first piece. He was the first piece that put this thing on the track. And the championship track, not just getting back on track and getting to be a better organization than they had been until Leon Rose took over. To the champ, the first move in the championship track was, and the most important one, was getting Jalen Brunson to sign here. So for Knick fans, this is going to be a summer of celebration. It really gets underway today. Well, look, it's been going on for a while now, but the championship parade, this is what we've all dreamed about, man. Getting to see the Knicks win and getting to have the parade, and we're going to get to see it later today, and it is going to be absolutely incredible. So if you're on your way to the parade, if you're waking up, if you're getting rolling, 888-808-1019, the telephone number. I'm Gordon Damer, taking you up until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show, but let's get some phone calls in here. We'll start things off with Boris is in Jersey. Boris, what's going on, my man?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Boris. What you got?
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to know if you agree with me on what will stay the greatest play of the series with the OG Anunoby tipping, or if you think that has been overshadowed by anything else.
Well,
although
look,
obviously he was not the star.
Yeah, I mean, look, Brunson's performance in Game 7 and the comeback there, but I think the singular play everybody's ever going to remember is the OG tipping, because that's like where the... Now, look, I still think if the series were tied 2-2, I still had confidence the Knicks would be able to win the series, but there's a big difference between 2-2 going back to San Antonio and being up 3-1, so... I'd have to say, yeah.
Yeah, of course, but the heart attacks that might have been going down for the pressure and all that wouldn't have been that great.
Yeah, I mean, look, the outside of Game 1, there was really never pressure put on the Knicks in this series. And look, we still kind of felt it, I think, as fans watching the games because they're coming back, especially the 29-point deficit. But could you imagine living through a Game 6 or living through a Game 7, what that must have been? I mean, it would just been anxiety the entire time, so... luckily for the Knicks and for us fans, we didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, now, can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
Do you feel bad for the other New York teams getting so overshadowed? I mean, not necessarily the basketball team. I mean, let's say the Yankees and the Mets and things like that.
Not really. I mean, it's not really their time. I would think that the Mets are kind of happy getting overshadowed. Right? By all means, take the attention off of us. No worries. We're losing to the Reds and... Kodai Senk is going to get another start. I think that they're fine not taking any attention right now. But it's not the Yankees' time right now. As well as the Yankees are playing, the Yankees have to, and I saw the video before coming on the air of Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart getting ready to throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium last night. And, you know, going through the clubhouse, shaking hands with everybody, and just what an experience and what a life those guys are living right now. To get to experience that, I mean, it's almost like what Jalen Brunson has done is being diminished by some people. It's not getting enough attention. This guy came to New York, picked the Knicks. Think of all the superstars who could have come here. And it's not a surprise what's going on now in terms of the attention. We all said it. We all knew it. If someone ever came to the Knicks and was able to win a championship, just one, it would be unlike anything, and it would live forever. And now we are getting that proven to us in real time. So what the Knicks players must be, it must have been an absolute whirlwind. You know, like people say, if you hit a home run in a playoff game to win a game, it's like you're floating around the bases. I would think that these guys are just kind of floating around their lives right now with everything that's going on. It's been absolutely incredible. And the parade today, it's been such a long time since we've had one that you almost kind of forget what it's going to be like. And I think this one is going to probably top them all. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Let's go out to Hector is in the Bronx. Hector, next up on the Fan.
Morning, my man. How you doing today?
Hey, Hector.
Man?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I want to speak about my Knicks. My Yankee play, I'm going to say for another day. But
okay.
The Knicks now, I think you're 100% correct. What Brunson did is shouldn't be, you know, like shortchanged. What he did, like people have come here for decades and tried to do something what he did. And I think he deserves all the accolades and all the props in the world. And and if he does, even if he doesn't repeat, just be competitive for the next few years. I'm happy with that because you already did the ultimate goal, and I'm okay with that. Now, going to ask your question, man, can I speak real quick on something else about the Knicks, about the whole without being disrespectful, but with the whole the whole White House visit thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's I don't think it's a political thing with a Democrat or Republican thing. I don't think that's what's weighing in people not wanting to visit. I think it's like a moral compass thing with the person that's there. I think that's the reason why some people are bothered, really. I don't think it has anything to do with red or blue. I just think that some people are just bothered by the concept of the character of the person that's there. Like, you know, he just treats people like crap and stuff like that, whether you like him or not. I just think that's what it really comes down to. I don't think it has anything to do with, like, Republican or Democrat, in my opinion.
Well, look,
I just think that some people have an issue with the guy, you know?
Yeah, look, you are allowed to have your opinion. Whatever opinion you want to have, by all means. The only thing I have a problem with is when someone decides to do something and there's a reaction to whatever that person decides to do. So, obviously, we had James Dolan on the station now yesterday, and he said that the Knicks have been offered a trip to the White House and that they're going to go to the White House. If that's what the team wants to do, by all means. There's been a bunch of teams that have not gone recently. If the Knicks players want to go, by all means, go. I would say everything that is available, drink it in, right? I mean, it might be another 53 years before we see another championship. So if they decide to go, I'm not going to be upset at them. And if they decide not to go, I'm not going to be upset at them. I'm just happy the Knicks won a championship in my lifetime. That's all that matters to me. And maybe it'll be some of the players that go and some, I don't care. I don't care. There was a comedian. Kevin Meaney. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care, man. It's not, whatever you want to do, celebrate however you want to celebrate. Whatever it's about for you, go do it. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls. If you're on the way to the parade right now, certainly want to hear from you. Tell me what it's like. Is it already starting to pack in? I saw people yesterday that were already camping out at like 7 o'clock, and I'm assuming they're just going to sleep there to get a good spot. Where do you go to the bathroom? You don't have to go to the bathroom from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock the next day. You can hold it like that. What is that, 15 hours? I think that's 15 hours. I think that math was right, Fleeks. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls. Lots to do. Take you up until 5. It's Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis right here on The Fam.